This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armenia's prime minister said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that ethnic Armenians would flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron has the latest.
Armenia's prime minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday the likelihood was rising that Nagorno-Karabakh's 120,000 ethnic Armenians would flee the region, fearing persecution. That's after an Azerbaijan military victory last week in a conflict that dates back to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh continue to face the threat of ethnic cleansing. In recent days, humanitarian aid has arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh, but this does not change the situation.
That's Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. France is to end its military cooperation with Niger and pull its 1,500 troops out of the African country by the end of the year after a military coup there in July. French President Emmanuel Macron said this, made the statement on Sunday.
De ramener son ambassadeur. Et donc dans les prochaines
heures, France has decided to recall its ambassador and end its military cooperation with Niger. Macron making that statement in an interview with France's TF1 and France's 2 television stations. The move deals a hammer blow to France's counter-terrorism operations in the Sahel and France's influence in the region, but Macron said France would not be held hostage. The governor of southern Ukraine's Kherson region says that Russian airstrikes have killed 2 people, wounded 8 others. He says Russian forces struck on Sunday as Russia's war in Ukraine entered its 20th month. Communities hit hard, located in the Ukrainian-controlled part of Kherson region, where the Dnieper region